Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Due to some technical issues on our behalf, the first segment, which you have obtained, has been corrupted, so we will not be posting it. But I will present to you our new segment. In this segment, you will hear from myself, Anthony Gerhart, Chad Fleming, Michael Givov, and Daniel. So enjoy.
Yeah, the Marvel vs. Capcom 3 stuff. Give us a little explanation of some of the new characters that were announced.
Well, some of them aren't new. Spider-Man's been in, I think, every version of Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah.
So he's no surprise. It doesn't even look like they changed his moveset. Wesker's in it.
Wesker is a badass.
Yeah, and it looks like he's Wesker from Resident Evil 5. So
teleporty Wesker?
Yeah, teleporty Wesker. Jacked up on that T-virus or whatever virus he has in him. He looks pretty badass. He kind of reminds me of a fast-paced Scorpion.
Yeah, I love his voice actor in Resident Evil 5. He's kind of a badass, kick-ass.
I assume Tron is Tron Bone from the Mega Man Legends series.
Yep.
And she's been in since Marvel vs. Capcom 2, so I've never cared for that character. It's too big and slow, and I think they send that with the Zerg bot. And then there's X-23, who I really don't care for as a character.
Ooh. I just found the new Edgeworth trailer. Sorry, I've got to watch this.
Nice.
All
right,
it's because they've just found it as well.
Fair enough.
The Cowboys are getting beat by the Bears. I don't know what to do.
I would assume you cheer for the Bears.
Well, the good news is I did not put Tony Romo on my fantasy team. The bad news is that someone on my bench has 29 points while my starter has 6.
Don't you love when that happens?
Yeah, and he was projected for like 4.
I hate when that happens. Like, somebody's projected for like 20 and they just suck, and then some other dude you don't even play. Yeah, I'm happy I don't have a fantasy team this year.
Yeah, I won last year, so maybe I should not play. I should have quit while I had, and maybe I should stop derailing the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Pats game comes on in like 20 minutes.
So you have... I hope the Pats suck, but...
They kind of kicked ass last week.
It's a physical impossibility, my friend.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, I think everyone... But what else did we have happen at Tokyo Game Show? We have...
I guess the biggest thing would be the Team Ico announcement of their HD re-releases.
All right, because that was a surprise.
It was a huge surprise. I did not see it on Walmart or any other site that is to the Deco Weekend fans, or it hasn't been rumored since the start of the year.
This sounds like you guys are being sarcastic.
No, there's no italics on podcasts.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You know me. When am I ever sarcastic?
But, yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited for it since I've never played Shadow of the Colossus or so. But, as always, it's going to come down to timing for me. Like, I think it's early next year, but early next year is also jam-packed.
Wait, don't we have a motherfucker in here that played Duke Nukem?
He's not even talking anymore.
I'm here. You guys are just talking about things I have no idea about. Watched someone play Duke Nukem.
Oh. You didn't play Duke?
No.
That would have been the first thing I signed up for.
Well, the line was like fucking 9 hours long.
I waited in it
for about 4. And, no, it wasn't like 4. It was like 2.5 or something.
2.5 minutes?
Yeah. Well, no, it was huge. It was, oh, man. It was like, I've been to PAX for years, and I've never seen a line that big. But it was cool. It was worth it. I mean, like, the booth, they had it surrounded with portraits of Duke doing, like, these... Like
just Duke things,
yeah. Like there's one like of him in space, one fishing for sharks on top of Everest. And
can you also make a question about Duke Nukem Forever?
Hit me.
Does it look as is it as generic as it looks?
I think to its benefit. It's I don't in the same vein that Bulletstorm is kind of going for that over-the-top satirical generic shooter. It just takes it and runs with it, and this is going to have a flair of humor that I don't think anyone else has really been able to get. I mean, like, it's definitely, I don't know if you would call it humor. It's a certain type of character it has to it, and it might appeal to you or not. But I am a big Duke fan, so I'm...
Obviously, just looking at some guy, like, pushing sticks on a controller and watching a gun shoot on the screen, it just looks highly, very generic. So... Huh?
Is it
That's because you don't play Duke Nukem with sticks, goddammit.
But is anybody... Like the lack of an aim in reticle is kind of throwing me off, or maybe I was just watching the wrong thing.
That may be just because it's, like, sort of the development process. They may have not done them yet. I don't know. They say it's done, but it may just be they haven't put the crosshairs in, because it's just a tiny thing.
Yeah, and I mean, it played fine. It played just as well as any other shooter out there, but...
That was the other thing with me, though. It's like, I'm excited to see Duke Nukem Forever back, but it's like, it's another shooter, and I'm really dead on those, for the most part.
There aren't enough shooters in this world. Everything should be a first-person shooter. What are you talking about, Al? I'm being sarcastic, by the way.
Yeah, I just... I mean, I love that he's back, but it's just like another shooter, and I'm like, it's really hard for me to get excited for them nowadays.
They should make the new, what is it, Ace Attorney Investigations Marvelous Edgeworth game, a first-person shooter, so you just, like, shoot your pointing hand at people. Go, objection! I would buy that game.
That would actually be awesome. Actually, I think you do that, well, it's not a shooter, but I think you do that in the Wii version of Phoenix, right? You point at the screen with your Wiimote.
It's so much more satisfying on the DS, though, because you hold the button down and you shout objection.
Yeah, I can't imagine that being too going over too well in public, though.
You look like an idiot, which is the best thing about it.
I did that with, Bowser's Inside Story. I don't know if any of you played that game.
Nintendo wouldn't let me pirate it, so...
You could buy it. I mean, that's always an option.
I'm not buying the DS games at the prices they are sometimes over here.
I would recommend that game. That's one of my favorite games on the DS. But like, some of the boss battles have you thrown into the
actual... Wait, I just admitted that I pirated games, didn't I? I don't pirate games. I'm a good boy.
Good man.
Some of the boss battles have you thrown into the microphone. As you're, as Bowser. So I'm doing this on the airplane, and then one of those battles comes up, and I'm like, I hope these people next to me don't think I'm weird, as I'm thrown into my device. Nobody looked at me weird, but I still felt kind of awkward doing it.
So TGS, not much has happened other than there's a new Miles Edgeworth game, and there's a new
Project Dark.
What the hell is that? I need to have a
New
look.
Perfect
at that.
Dark.
Spiritual successor to Demon's Souls.
Is it confirmed not to be a sequel, or?
I think it said it's for people who like Demon's Souls, but I don't think it's a sequel.
No, it's not. But it's like it, according to.
Oh, I don't have to pay. I don't own a PS3 anymore, so you know.
That was a very short period of time, too. That was like 3 weeks.
It was about that, yeah.
How
I owned a PS3 for 3 weeks.
Why?
Because I realized that I spent £250 on a system I owned I spent £300 because I had to buy the games on a system that I had four games for. I could just sell it, build a PC, and then I've got like 20 games already for that.
And you didn't consider this before you bought it?
No, because I'm stupid. I'm a really bad consumer.
What were the four games you had for it?
Red Dead, Killzone 2, Uncharted 1, and Uncharted 2.
Oh, so okay, this was very recent then.
Yeah, this was, like...
What the fuck, dude? There's so many games out there that are good for PS3 right now.
I'm gonna back his corner. I had my PS3 for 2 years now, and I have, like, 7 games for it.
I don't see... Killzone 2 I couldn't get into because it just felt so generic, and I don't
Killzone
like it when...
bullshit.
Killzone 3
is going to improve that.
I hate it when people are like, oh, Killzone 2 is the best first-person shooter ever. It's more generic than Halo ever was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Halo is ever generic.
Halo has a color palette.
Who are these people that call Halo generic?
Yeah, I'm curious. It's one. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of this series, but I always give it credit for being a shooter that's very different.
I mean, you could call me a Halo fanboy because I am a bit of a Halo nerd, but I think that Halo beats out Killzone in every way because Halo is more fun to play and they give you more money, well, more value for your money because they put so much in the game. Anyway, I didn't see. I would look at the PS3 exclusives and I'd be like, yeah, that one doesn't really interest me. That one doesn't really interest me. I can get that one on PC. That one doesn't really interest me.
That's kind of what happened with. That's what happens with me and my PS3
and
is
because I'm a bad consumer. I then sold my PS3.
I have Uncharted 1 and 2 for it. I like the Ratchet games, and I got Batman Arkham Asylum for it. But for the most part, it's a really good Blu-ray play that happens to play games at times.
Oh, shut up! I'm gonna punch you.
I haven't bought a game for it in a year since Uncharted 2.
That's ironic, because other than Halo, I haven't bought a game for my 360 in a year.
Well, to be fair, I haven't really bought a game for my 360 since Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, how many multiplayer games have you bought?
4.
No, I'm talking about that.
Oh.
How many what?
Multiplayer. Online games.
I don't know.
Because I genuinely don't think that if you have a PS3 and a 360... that you'll be better off buying the multiplayer games on the 360 simply because they invariably run and look better.
But
no, because they run and look better.
I would say the PS3 is probably a better system for single player games, though.
Yeah, I've always said that because
which is 95% of what I play.
Either way, this is fairly unrelated. Back to Project Dark. Demon's Souls looks like an interesting game.
Demon's Souls is so interesting.
It's not a game I would actually play. It's one of these games that I would sit back and watch somebody else play, like Metal Gear Solid.
I was going to say, the thing with Demon's Souls with me is everybody's always talking
it's
about
too awesome.
How tough it is. I'm not one of those people who kind of wants to be abused by a video game.
No, I don't want... I'm not that sort of person either.
So it's kind of like, I don't want a challenge. I want something that's fun and enjoyable and accessible. I don't want something where I'm like... Okay, you
but
die
the
here.
Challenge is where the fun is derived from.
But you see, that's the thing. It's not fun to me. I don't want a game where it's like a cakewalk where I'm holding down the win button and just running through it. But at the same time, I don't want a game where I have to be like a master of like 16 languages and know how to contort myself to play.
Don't hate on contorting yourself, man. It's kind of awesome.
all I can see from TGS is just more trailers. And Last Guardian was there, which was a surprise because it hasn't been at like the past 10 events.
Well, I think everybody knew it was going to be there. I think they announced it like 2 months. Well, actually, they announced
did,
it last week. But...
Everyone was so surprised because it hasn't been at the last eight, like and since they announced it, they haven't said anything at all. And they still haven't really said anything.
What is this, year 3 for it or year 2? Because it was announced at E3 2009?
Yeah.
Or 2008?
Yeah, it was 9.
No, it was announced in 2008, then it was shown again in 2009.
Oh,
wait, what are we talking about? I was not...
That's
Last Guardian.
Oh, yeah, that's been a while.
And it's still not due until next year.
And think of it this way, right? We have more information on The Last Guardian than we do Half-Life 2 Episode 3.
Okay, and
you know what? I'd rather have Team Ico take all the time they need to take to make that game.
I would give Sony credit.
They run on Valve time. They must run on Valve time.
Well,
no one runs on Valve time.
I think Nintendo runs on Valve time.
Its own dimension at this point.
I think Chad wanted to talk about DMC.
I saw a lot of people complaining about that. It was like, oh, I hate the new Dante. And I was like, isn't that technically the old Dante because it's young Dante? I know nothing about Devil May Cry, but I know that much. Everybody was complaining about it, like they were with Cole in Infamous 2. Whenever they change any character in any game, it's ridiculous.
But it's a whole new character.
It's
not a whole new character.
Oh, so that's the same Dante we've been playing.
Yeah, it's him younger.
It's a prequel, which I didn't realize at the time. I had launched on my crusade.
But
you were one of those people as well, Chad.
Yeah, he was.
Like, there's a trailer, Dante looks fucked up, what the fuck, Capcom, I hate you.
Then
they're like, oh, it's a prequel, it's an origin story, and I'm like,
what people have told me is the Devil May Cry is a hit and miss series anyway.
Wrong. Those people are bad people. Don't listen to them.
Well, I hear Devil May Cry 2 isn't that great, and
Devil May Cry 2 is kind of sketchy. But everything else...
People say it's like 1 and 3 were good, and 2 and 4 weren't so great.
4 was... People got down on 4 because they didn't like the addition of a new character, but 4 was pretty good compared to other.
All I saw was this big whirlwind about, oh, I hate the new Dante sucks, fuck you, Capcom, I hate you, stop messing with my character. And I was like, turn off, I don't want to hear any of this anymore.
Yeah, I think they're serious is that...
Because it happens every time that they change a character, and every time a game goes to another platform, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I love the breakdowns people have when a game, like when Mass Effect 2 went to
Believe it or not, I had a breakdown when Mass Effect 2 went to PS3, not because it was going to PS3, because everybody else had a breakdown, and I was on Twitter moaning, and I was like, you were all just spoiled brats, and you should just shut up.
I enjoyed it.
The only reason I feel like there's any cause for complaining about something going multi-platform is when you know that that will negatively affect the quality. But, like, with something like Mass Effect, grow the fuck up. Like,
BioWare aren't stupid. They're going to squeeze whatever they can out of every platform, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to get a great game. Everyone's going to get good games, and more people are going to get to play Mass Effect. They're going to make more money from Mass Effect and make more Mass Effect games for you. So shut the hell up.
I can kind of understand when it's like, say Portal 2, for example, it's going to get all the free updates and stuff because Valve are integrating Steam into it. But the point is, you know, you're on the platform where Microsoft like to lock the system down. There's not much you can do about it. So, yes, you sort of have a small basis for complaint, but not a huge one where you can go, fuck you, Valve, I'm never going to buy your games ever again.
Yeah.
And I guess, did anybody check out the Project of the Damned trailer?
Shadows of the Damned.
Shadows of the Damned?
There we go.
That's the new theater game.
I haven't checked it out yet.
I am so amazingly stoked for that.
Really? I did not like it. It didn't look that special to me, which is kind of surprising coming from Suda51 and the guy from Resident Evil 4. I expected something a lot better.
Well, there's only been like one short 1 minute trailer.
Yeah, and I didn't care for the trailer. From Suda, I expect over the top action, and from I don't remember the guy's name from Resident Evil. There we go. I kind of, I expect, nice graphical look with his crazy ideas. And it
have both of those.
It doesn't look that great to me.
I'm watching the trailer now, so expect my opinion on it in a couple of minutes.
His other game that he announced for I think it's for Kinect, looks decent. Suda51, it's like, you're killing people with baseballs.
What?
Are you serious? That sounds like a Suda game.
Yeah, see,
looks more
impressive. Like, that sounds like Suda. This one just looks like some guy punching things.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Shadows of the Damned looks like an occult Gears of War on crack, and I like it.
Well, I thought Vanquish was Gears of War on crack.
Well, yeah, but this is an occult Gears of War on crack. Because I remember there was an old game on the original Xbox called Dark Watch, and that was kind of an occult vampire game.
That was the other thing I didn't care for. Like, the enemies are just like black blobs. They're like enemies from Epic.
Yeah, but Gears of War.
Again, 1 minute trailer.
Enemies are black
blobs. Again, but that's all we have to go on so far.
This game looks fun and weird.
Passing final judgment on it. I'm just saying right now it doesn't interest me. And I kind of expect, I like Suda's games. I like, No More Heroes. I like Curse 7 to a degree.
Although we expect it to be crippled by the whole, if you buy it, you have to pay $10 to do whatever online, because it's by EA, and what else can
you do? See, I wouldn't mind it so much if it wasn't $10, especially being that the difference between used games is usually $5.
It's actually $15, even though the name for the whole idea of it is Project $10, which is just EA swindling money out of you.
Well, it's not just EA anymore. Everybody's doing it now.
Even Sony, which is quite funny actually, considering their online is free.
Oh, yeah, that was the another thing I wanted to. I don't really want, but I heard about with the PlayStation Plus. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, you're not always guaranteed access to a beta. Wasn't that one of the guarantees they made when they announced the service that you would always have first priority when it came?
Well, it doesn't affect me because even when I had a PS3, I thought PlayStation
Plus was a ripoff.
It's a ripoff. So yeah.
Chat.
No, nothing.
Here's an unusual piece of news that came today. So everybody likes Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
Nintendo issued cease and desist letters to two really big fan sites, namely Cerebee.net and Pokebeach, because they hosted screenshots, and they were technically telling people about the features of the game. And I sat there and I was like, so you're threatening to sue because people are giving you free advertising. Really? That's something I did not expect from Nintendo, because it's not often Nintendo swings their corporate fist.
That's not what you expect from Nintendo.
Nintendo doesn't swing their corporate fist quite as violently as that.
Was this for pre-released information? Like, was this before the game came out?
It's out in Japan now.
The game is out in Japan now, and they've been posting screenshots, and they were like, you have 24 hours to remove these screenshots and certain information. And I was like, hang on, wait, the game's out, and it's free promotion.
Yeah, that seems a bit overdramatic.
I don't think... I'm not going to defend them on this one. I think it's stupid. But I do think they are known for being heavy-handed when it comes to certain stuff.
They're not as heavy-handed as Square Enix are.
You'd be surprised at what Nintendo does. They aren't the nicest company around, I'll put it that way.
But they're all about being family-friendly and accepting.
Well, actually, they're a really anal company. I don't know if you've ever heard, like, some of the requirements for their reviews and stuff. But I remember I was listening to, I think it was one of yours, and they were talking about, like, the Smash Brothers review, where you weren't allowed to mention, like, Sonic was in the game.
I don't understand that, because it's just telling people, like, features of a game that's coming out on...
Well, it's not only that. It's telling people features of the game that you announced months in advance.
Nothing Nintendo ever does actually makes sense to me. Nothing.
I don't think Nintendo makes sense to many people, but it makes sense to them. At the end of the day, I know it's going to sound... They're generally right on their decisions.
What do you mean they're right? Generally right on their decisions? I'm not going to go into it right now, but I can tell you there have been many, many, many decisions that Nintendo have gone wrong, and they've made money out of it because people just go out and buy Nintendo products.
They didn't get it wrong.
What do you mean they didn't get it wrong? Because it's not helping the consumer at all by doing these things.
It's helping them. At the end of the day, I mean, it sounds selfish, but they are a business, and... It helps that they decide,
generally, you want to copy the competition if they do something better than you, and Nintendo does.
No, you don't. You end up copying the competition, you're going to end up in a rat race you can't win. Sony's trying that with the PlayStation Plus. They're not catching up to Xbox Live.
I think the problem with Sony is they don't listen to what people want, like Nintendo. But I'm not going to go into it. I've already said I'm not going to go into it, and I've gone too far into it. I don't know if this counts as news recently, but Sonic 4 was delayed because of the iPhone, and that was quite funny.
I was confused about that. Originally, I heard it was the iPhone, but now I'm hearing that the iPhone is the lead platform for the game.
Really?
What?
That's what I heard. Really? It was because they made the iPhone the lead platform for that game.
Who does that?
This is Sega we're talking about.
See, this is just madness.
They can't even... They give people what they want, and then they manage to mess it up.
Well, okay, I didn't want Sonic 4, because it kind of looks rough.
No, they give the Sonic fans what they want, and then they end up not wanting it, but that's not the point.
Speaking of Sonic fans, has anybody played Sonic Adventures on the 360?
I played it, and I experienced a frame rate drop. I laughed, and then I deleted it.
Bought the game and then you...
I didn't buy it. I played the trial. Oh, okay. And I experienced a frame rate drop, and then I laughed and deleted it.
Because, yeah, a lot of people are saying that the game doesn't hold up. And I think that's kind of true of the whole Sonic series. Like, I enjoy Sonic 2 and Sonic and Knuckles. But the rest of the series doesn't really hold up after any time.
That's because they just put nothing but gimmicks in it after Sonic 2. Really. Or Sonic 3.
So... Yeah, I don't. Because I used to love Sonic Adventures, and, you know, it was like, I always used to say Sonic Adventures 1 and 2 were like, you know, Sonic going 3D done well. Because apparently Sega hasn't been able to redo that.
See, I don't even know about that.
About what?
Those two games being examples of them doing it well. Like.
It's the Sonic and Shadow stages.
The Sonic and Shadow stages in those
games. The rest of the game was. That's where the whole idea about Sonic and his crappy friends came from, because I don't know anybody who loves the Big the Cat segments of Sonic Adventures or Amy.
It's funny how people like the Sonic Adventures games, especially Sonic Adventures 2 Battle. That's when all of the stuff that people hate about Sonic games now got introduced, like all the crappy characters and all the non-Sonic levels.
Well, that got introduced in Sonic Adventure.
And people are like, oh my god, Sonic Adventure 2 Battle is so good. And I'm like, but it contains all the stuff you don't like about Sonic now. So how does that make any sense?
Most of it got introduced in Sonic Adventures, the original, anyhow. But, but the thing is, they were done decently. Sonic 2, I think, got worse because, like, the Knuckles and Rogue stage, they kind of...
I know you can't choose who your character is in 2, but apparently you can in the original Sonic Adventures, because I know that's why someone I know likes the first one and not the second one, because you can choose who you can be in the first and not the second. That sounded really weird.
I think the Sonic Adventures.
Likes updating their PS3? Nobody. Well, you've got another firmware update coming next week.
Really?
Yep.
I just updated the thing. Oh, is this the one to enable 3D movies?
It's 3D Blu-ray.
I feel like that's just people complaining for complaining's sake. Like
what? Because they have to update their PS3
yes.
all the time.
Think
of it this way, Chad. Now that they've, quote, jailbroken the PS3, there's going to be a lot more firmware updates, and it's just going to be the PSP all over again.
See, I don't mind the firmware. If they had a system that was actually decent, I don't like the fact that you have to download the firmware and then you have to install the firmware. And then sometimes the installation takes longer than you download.
It's not even patches. That's the problem. Is if it was patches, well, they just took 2 seconds to download. And
I know this is good. But when you're doing something online related that's worse than what Nintendo does, you have a problem. The firmware updates on the Wii are even easier than the PS3.
You can download the things on your PC, for Christ's sake. Like, it's not a giant inconvenience.
It is when you...
Well, think of it this way,
no,
Chad.
It's not.
A lot of people I know, that when they own their they own PS3s, obviously, because I'm talking about them in a PS3-related thing, but they will turn their PS3 on to play a game, obviously, and they will see, oh, it's a firmware update. They'll say yes, and then what happens is 20 minutes later, it's only just finished.
It
they forget
never
what
takes
they bothered.
20 minutes.
It took 20 minutes for me the 3 times I had to update my PS3. And they would update the firmware, forget why they even bothered turning their PS3 on, turn it off, go do something else. Because for someone who just wants to watch a Blu-ray every now and then, like, oh, maybe.
You don't have to update your firmware for that.
I know, but if you're going to say, if it says, oh, there's a new update, you think, well, I would think, oh, I may as well, and then I don't bother.
Yeah, I mean,
PS3 updates are almost as bad as Windows updates.
I was going to say, it's a problem when you download them, but honestly, like, it does, the only thing I don't like is that it sometimes harpens, you can't go online, you can't access your friends, just do anything during that time.
Well, that's very rare, though. Like, a lot of the updates aren't even compulsory like that. Like, they're totally optional. You can just still play online and everything.
What? I'm talking about the system update. Like, anytime there's a system update, you can't do anything online related until you update your system.
I've definitely had ones where that was not the case.
Anytime it's like, you know, there's a system update available, so they won't show you your buddy list, they won't show you.
Oh, here's something I found out yesterday. Final Fantasy 14, chocobos are called horse birds. And I was like, that's it, Square. You have done it. You have ruined the whole thing.
Horse birds?
They're called horse birds.
What?
Chocobos are called horse birds in Final Fantasy 14.
Horse birds?
First they add lyrics to the chocobo song, and now they rename them. That's it. I'm done.
Okay, now this is just like a random tangent, so I think we should call it a wrap.
But this is kind of news.
Man,
it's news, but I think like the last 20 minutes has just like been random talking points. And
we're talking
the
about
confusion.
TGS?
Huh?
We're talking about TGS.
Well, okay, let's talk about TGS since
Nintendo doesn't have a present. There's just like a mention of Final Fantasy 14 trailer at TGS here, and I was like, the horse birds.
Nintendo doesn't have a presence at TGS, so what did you think of Microsoft and Sony showing?
Yay, Kinect!
You know, I actually think that Kinect has a lot of potential, and I think some of these games are showing that. The problem is, it seems like all of these games are on Rails.
It's tailoring to the technology. I mean, like, it looks like it's having a way better debut than the Move did. I mean, didn't they? The Move came out this week, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to what?
A lot of people didn't even know it was out.
Well, you see, that can't be true, because everywhere I go, the move's doing awesome. It's being sold out. Nobody can find it in stores. Or this
well,
is selling
where are the games?
Out.
Where are the games?
Sports Champion. Buy Sports Champion. That's what I've been told. Sports Champion's better than Wii Sports.
Yeah, but that's what I've been hearing that as well. I've been getting that. It's like, Sports Champions, I was like, yeah, but it's a sports game. I want to play a shooting game. Are there any shooting games on Move? No, there are not.
A ton of shooting games on Move. So the problem with all the shooting games is you can play them with your DualShock 3.
Yeah, but that just seems like a fault on both of their parts. I mean, like, there's no killer app for...
There's a killer app for Kinect. There's no killer app for Move.
Well, what's Kinect? What's Dance Central?
Dance Central is going to be the killer app.
But that's still tailoring to...
An audience that will buy it who don't own
a
360 already.
But think of it this way, right? I hate motion controls, and I hate DDR, but Dance Central looks cool. I can't explain it.
The problem with me, though, is like Dance Central looks cool, but it's not a killer app, and I know what you mean, but I think for the general public, Dance Central looks like a game you've never seen before.
Oh, yeah,
it's
totally, and I agree. Like, that's gonna move the Kinect, but it just seems like it's a missed opportunity in, like, not attaching a popular franchise to either or.
Yeah, but
I
see, that's the thing
to
say.
But
if you had
a Halo Kinect, nobody would buy that, because that'd be like, oh, I'm not going to walk around pew pew with my finger.
So many people would buy that. Because it's not like they would make a shitty game. Yeah. Like, they would put the effort into.
Hey, did you know that there's already a game where you can actually do that on Kinect?
Yes, that's on Deca Sports.
Yeah, I was like, they were like, yeah,
really?
You kind of like, it's like a paintball game.
That makes me so happy.
You hold your hand in like you put your gun in, hand in like a gun position, and you have to kind of like move it back as if you're like recoiling to
shoot.
I'm
super stoked about this.
No, you don't. Deca Sports is a terrible series that just continues to sell well for some odd reason.
That is the problem, is there is no killer app, and this is a time where you know, someone's not going to fork out $50 on something where there's nothing.
I don't want to hop on Move, but you know, like, I got crap for this during the week because I told people on Twitter that at this point I honestly just want to see Move fail because people are getting on my ass nerves with it. Is that I understand it's supported in Killzone and SOCOM and MAG and stuff like that. That doesn't make it quote unquote hardcore games.
Well, no, because
it's a feature of a game that you can buy.
Yeah, but think of it this way, right? All it is just an alternate control scheme that you have to pay to use.
Yeah, that's my point. It's like, it's not, like, nobody was, like, the people you were saying who were saying Killzone 2 so awesome.
The thing is, it's like Halo Reach, right? If I compare the Move controls in Killzone 3 to Halo Reach, right? The new control scheme in Halo Reach I thought was awful, so I switched it instantly to Halo 3 controls because they work better for me. A lot of people will probably end up finding that using the DualShock will work better for them in something like Killzone 3.
But the thing is, on paper, everybody's like, this is great Move support, but it's like saying, like, Punch-Out for the Wii supports the balance board. I don't call that a balance board game.
Wait, it supports the balance board?
Yeah. Exactly.
I didn't even know that. See?
Which is it's a game that uses it, but I don't care. I don't even own a balance board because there's no games for it other than Wii Fit.
I still don't even have a Motion Plus.
See, Motion Plus is a really, I think Nintendo dropped the, well, I don't want to say Nintendo dropped the ball on it. I think people in general dropped the ball on it. There are, what, five Motion Plus games?
My opinion of Motion Plus is, why wasn't the Wii like that in the first place?
Well, okay. They can't say that because Motion Plus came out 3 years after the fact. So it's not like Nintendo was holding out and it came out the day after the Wii was released.
And again, there's like five games that support it, so it's...
Yeah, and I think, I would say Nintendo's dropping the ball on it, but Nintendo itself hasn't released any games that...
Nintendo is really bad with their peripherals. Like, if you take the Xbox 360, all the peripherals complement like the console, so there's the keyboard that plugs into the controller and the battery pack which keeps your controller charged. Whereas Nintendo's like, we speak, so you can speak to people, but you can everyone in the room can speak to other people. It's like, what?
Whatever, dude. Then, vitality sensor's gonna rock the world.
Okay. Honestly, I would say that the Wii Speak does a pretty good job of filtering out sound, and yes, I do own it.
Yeah, but the point is when you want to talk to someone, it's not you don't want to pick up everybody in the room.
No, that's what I mean. It does a good job of filtering out people who, It does a good job of filtering out background noise, so it's usually just picking up the person talking. It's a really, I don't know, I mean, I've only used it in the conduit, but it does work decently. It's not, the only thing is it's kind of weird shouting at your TV.
I just think that Nintendo and their peripherals are getting a bit silly, and
I think peripherals in general are silly as a rule, but
it's just peripheral hell, isn't it? We got all these motion controls and
not just motion controls. I mentioned this on Twitter before, but I have guitar
and
I have a drum.
Think of it this way: there's going to be some games that connect. This means it's like that. The example they use where you're playing a skateboard game and you hold up your skateboard and it scans your skateboard in. That's technically more fucking peripherals that you have to use.
You don't have to scan in your skateboard. If you already have a skateboard.
Yeah, but the point is it's something else that you have to use in conjunction with the console, and it's just too much.
You don't have to use it.
That's
what I mean. It's not
the oldie controller, the ye oldie controller. Whatever happened to that, man?
It still functions. There's still games that are coming out.
Yeah, but
on
you'd
it.
Think that with all these like motion controls and stuff, that it doesn't work. That everybody's decided all of a sudden, oh no, the controller actually sucks and people don't like it, so we're going to do something else.
Well, you see, that's the thing, though, and I think it's the perfect example between the Wii and the 360 is that the Wii has outsold the 360 2-to-1 to some degree, which means there are people who don't like the controls, who prefer motion controls, and there's a big number of them. Microsoft and Sony wants that market, so it's 30 million people who they don't have behind their consoles.
It's kind of a depressing time, but like with peripheral hell, even on PC, half is peripheral. Because Microsoft were like, "Oh, Kinect will work with PC. Who will use it on PC?"
But
Chad,
peripherals
you,
have been around
Chad,
since the game.
If Blizzard patched in Kinect support for StarCraft 2, would you use it? Don't say
no
yes.
Way,
I know.
That.
I would try it out.
Are we still talking about motion controls? Jesus.
Yeah, I'm done.
Hold on. If Kinect had support for StarkCraft 2,
the point is, back to the point, all Microsoft had to show was motion controls.
Yeah, because I think Microsoft has gotten to the point where people know their lineup, and at the same hand, Halo, Reach, and Call of Duty, Black Ops won't sell in Japan. It wasn't an event catered to Americans.
But if it was an event catered to Japanese, what are Microsoft doing there in the first place?
Well, they're still trying. They've made deals with.
I would have given up by now.
Have the games where most of the games they showed for Kinect were Japanese games. I think two of them were Capcom games. I think one was a Sega game.
Yeah, but nobody's gonna buy a 360 for a.
Nobody's gonna.
Game,
but you can't. You don't. It's the same way that Sony's still pimping the PSP as something that's valuable to sell.
They're still selling them in Japan.
In Japan, the rest of the world doesn't care.
If the PSP Go gets low sales in Japan, the 360 has got no chance.
Speaking of, does anybody care for the new PSP design? Oh, not design, but or is that a Japan only thing?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's a Monster Hunter PSP, I think. It's like a... I doubt any of you actually stayed up for the Sony conference, but that conference bored the hell out of me. I don't know what Sony's doing. I don't know if they have a bet with themselves to see which division makes the worst conference. But when you have a conference where you black out all the trailers, it kind of gets annoying fast.
Oh, I hate that. What's the point in having a stream if you're not going to show us the trailers?
Okay, they showed the trailers for Move, and they showed the trailers for 3D. 3D on a bad stream hurts your eyes. It was a bad decision on their part.
Wait, they actually didn't... Now, if anything, I would want them to black that out, because you need the glasses.
No, they showed it. The first 35 minutes was dedicated to Move in 3D, which are two things I'm looking forward to so much.
I can't actually think of anything else that was announced at TGS other than maybe some game called Catherine that nobody cares about. There was a trailer or something? I don't know.
Wasn't that announced before?
It was announced, but there's more news and a new trailer. That game's going to be so rad.
Yeah.
And for the sake of accuracy, the Monster Hunter PSP has a bigger battery and a better analog stick.
Oh, come on. Why can't I just do that in the PSP, the normal PSP?
Because that would assume somebody's actually looking out there to buy it.
Yeah, actually, why would you announce a new, like, version of a PSP for Japan. Doesn't everybody already have one in Japan?
Well, no, because it still sells.
It makes you wonder how it still sells.
But...
Oh, well. Nothing else at TDS? Anything else at TDS?
I think that's a wrap, because we're at, like, the hour and a half mark again.
Yeah, hour and a half, TGS happened. Go watch the Catherine trailer, everybody. And
oh, there was a new trailer for, what is it,
Ni no Kuni.
There we go. That game looks really interesting.
And yeah, you said Shadows of the Damned now?
I did not know what it was. I mean, you keep on mentioning it, and you know you say something, and goes in one ear, and then
I haven't been talking about Ni no Kuni for so long.
Exactly, you keep on talking about it. So it's just kind of wears on me.
Next thing we know, 4 months from now, you're going to be like, hey, this Catherine game looks awesome.
I have never seen a trailer for Catherine, so...
Yeah, but have you been playing the Shin Megami Tensei games? Oh.
I don't know what that is.
Well then, you probably won't have any interest in Catherine whatsoever, because of it is part of the Shin Megami Tensei series.
I don't know if it is.
Yeah, I mean, think it is, because everyone was like, same. Oh, they should do a PS3 thing, and they were like, we're not going to do that, we're going to do a spin-off.
Yeah, it's not part of that series, but it's from the guys that were in, that made the Persona series, the most recent Persona games. So it's not part of the continuity, it's just from the same people who brought you the awesome, awesome, awesomeness that is Persona 3 and Persona 4.
Anything else?
No, I think we can call it a wrap, because I am not going to have fun editing this. So I would not expect this anytime soon. So, do we all want to say goodbye?
Good luck, have fun. GG.
Bye, everyone. Sorry for not...
Okay, I thought he was dead. 'Cause there is no